Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, microphone whining and all. Listen, it's going to be one of those days. The equipment's not working right around here. The Twitch is down. The audio's not working. Bottom line is, it's going to be a nightmare for production-wise. But the bottom line is, I got the greatest producer in the world. So if anybody can put this together, it'll be Danny Ogden. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. A train wreck of a show as far as the start's concerned, but we'll get things together, believe me. Straight up, this is the longest-running fight show in history. Ring Talk's been on the air now for 4 decades. That means I've been knocking people around for 4 decades. Who am I? As I said, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, not the quickest, most active week in the world of boxing. We'll talk about the year end, the year upcoming. Of course, talk about Dana White. How's Dana White is sort of taking over combat sports? You got to give him some props. I don't like the dude. In fact, you know, if I ran into Dana White, I want to do it with a truck, not a car. Anyway, but the bottom line is, you know, he's a success story. And why is he a success story? I'll talk about that in more. Of course, Kingsley Ibe will be here today. Kingsley's going to be in the main event next Friday night in Tacoma, Washington. Of course, he sparkled last time, knocking out their hometown guy in the first round up there. 10-0 guy. It was 10-0, got knocked out straight up. Kingsley will be here in about 10 minutes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, you're listening to the longest running fight show in history. I'll get things together during the break. This is the longest running fight show in history. As I said, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to bring in the king himself, Kingsley Ibe. Of course, the heavyweight coming to us from Arizona, fighting next Friday night in Tacoma, Washington. Of course, Kingsley, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, Pedro. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Didn't like that delay there, but pretty good. Bottom line is, you've taken on a guy by the name of Scott Alexander next week. When you went up there and fought Jack May, was there a lot of pressure on you? I mean, the guy was undefeated, 10-0. Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. But that, the last fight, there was a lot of pressure, but, you know, that's what we live for. Even walking in, the first guy that picked me up from the airport, the first thing he said to me is, do you know who you're fighting? Have you seen him? And I'm like, I believe so. I'm not going to fly out here without knowing who I'm fighting. He's like, he's a big guy. I'm scared for you. And I said, wow, thank you. But that was the first welcome I got for that fight.
Well, a lot of times, you know, the bigger they are, the bigger they fall. But size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And size, I've always enjoyed it when I've been bigger than other guys fighting them. No, I mean, when you've got a height and reach advantage, I mean that's a whole lot better than not having it.
Well, you know, I agree with you. You know, size matters, but you also got to know how to use it. You know, if they don't know how to use it, then it doesn't really work.
Okay, here's what's up. Now, are we going home early next week against Scott Alexander? What, or we have to stick around 10 rounds? What's the story on that? Kings, are you sending us home early?
Definitely. So what I would say is, you know, if you're watching online, don't be late. If you're there in person, don't be late. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't take a break. You know, don't put your drink on your lap. You will spill it. If you have your popcorn, make sure it's not in your hands. What I would say is, you know, you don't want to go too far away. Don't blink too much. I don't expect the fight to go the distance, but we're also ready to go if needed.
Well, good enough. You know, he gave Frank Sanchez hell before Frank Sanchez stopped him. So we wish you the very best of luck. You're our house heavyweight. Of course, we look forward to talking to you next week, man. Good luck and great. Have a great night Friday night in Tacoma, Washington.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And, you know, tune in and stay close.
Straight up, Kingsley Ibe, of course, the heavyweight in action next Friday night. That's the 10th. Of January 2025 against Scott Alexander in Tacoma, Washington at the Emerald Queen Casino. I think that might be a boat. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Your sock ready? We take it from the left coast, the east coast, and bring in Boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. Happy New Year, and ready to get 2025 rolling.
I'm laughing. You know why I'm laughing?
Why, sir?
Because because you sound so perfect. I mean, Daniel the other day does, doesn't he? I mean, it sounds like you're in the next room.
I found a better location.
No. Bottom line is, did you give up on the gypsy? Did you finally pay for some Wi-Fi or what?
Santa was good to me.
Santa was good to you?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
I hear a feedback in the background, so if you've got a radio on or something like that, you got to turn that off. Is this Terrence Crawford Canelo Alvarez fight for real?
It seems that way. That's been the news of the week. And you know what? I was kind of disappointed in 2024 in terms of big fights. I'm actually a little interested in this, you know, because outside of Canelo fighting David Benavidez, which is what the world wants to see, this is probably the next best fight. And it's all on Terrence Crawford, right? Does he have that special gene to jump up not just one weight class, but two, and take on the best super middleweight, at least on paper?
You really should put an asterisk next to that best super middleweight type of thing, because I don't know what's he done in super middleweight in the last 3.5 years that's stellar.
In the last, at least I should have said, at least on paper, right? Okay. He's the guy that kind of quote unquote cleaned out the super middleweight division, and then he decided that, you know, he didn't want to take on the number one contender, who's been the number one contender for almost 2 years, you know. So at least the lineally, you know, he's the best super middleweight.
Could you imagine Joe Frazier saying that? Muhammad Ali comes out of retirement, gets himself a few fights, he's the number one contender. Joe saying, you know what, man, he's not worthy. I'm not going to fight him.
We wouldn't be speaking about Joe Frazier in the same breath that we speak of him today. And I think that Canelo Alvarez's legacy is definitely going to take a hit if he completely avoids David Benavidez.
But here's what's up. I want him so bad. I'm not the biggest Terrence Crawford fan in the world. I mean, I'm not a detractor or anything like that. I mean, I don't knock him. But, anyway, I think he could have been more active. But the bottom line is nobody is rooting for Terrence Crawford more than I.
I think that room is very crowded. I think a lot of people are tired of Canelo Alvarez's shenanigans.
Canelo Alvarez is about as popular as medical CEOs.
I'm not going there. I think that Canelo's shtick is definitely getting tiresome. I think even in Mexico, you know, he's not seeing the same breath as he once was a few years back. Terrence Crawford, I believe, is a live underdog in this fight, but it's a real tall task. You know, I mean, he's fighting a guy that's naturally bigger, and he's not really, I mean, maybe his zenith was Errol Spence, or is that just a product of a shot Spence? You know, because he didn't look great his last time out either. And maybe that's why Canelo likes to fight.
Let's go back to Canelo for a second. Okay, bottom line is that's what he's turned into, a cartoon figure.
So he took, wasn't that Andy Ruiz's theme song?
Yeah, so it's gone from Andy to Canelo.
It's not a dubious distinction. Yeah, look, like I said, I think it's the next best thing. And, you know, yeah, Terrence is moving up in weight, but Canelo's not really tall. You know, he's just a thick, stout, you know.
Here's what's up. I think Terrence and I are sort of like on the same page to an extent. Back in the days, I would beat guys up in the gym though, 165, 170 pounds at 145, 150 pounds, giving up 15 pounds and kick the snot out of them, okay? And that made you think you were a bad dude, this and that. But to do that in actual combat is a little bit different. Feel me?
Without headgear and smaller gloves, it's a different world.
The smaller gloves. That's what sort of... I remember one time when we fought for the state title, they put eights on us. And at one point, I remember when I was a kid, they put 6-ounce gloves on us when we were like 14 years old. 6-ounce gloves, little tiny gloves. I said, and I'm saying to myself, man, these don't look nothing like the gloves we spar with at the gym. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Your hands must have came out like Bruce Lee.
We're 60 pounds.
Okay.
And they were six or eight ounces. They were little. They look like little bag gloves.
Wow, like the old school heavy bag gloves.
Yeah, they were a little. Anyway, box. You know, somebody asked me the other day. You know, do you foster combat sports as far as people getting involved in it? Yes, I do. I don't think that the MMA thing, as far as getting hit on the ground, is a cool thing. I really don't think so. I think that promotes brain damage and severe injury. And yet, this is what people get off on, man. Why do they get off on that? What is that? Why do people get off on? I mean, when your guy's down, he's already beaten. You need to hit him some more?
Yeah, but it's a totally different sport because, I mean, when the guy's down, he can, unless he's completely like halfway concussed. You know, you can still grab him and wrestle him down with you. And it's a strategy also, right? Fighting from that guard. Why people get off on it? Because in MMA, most of the guys don't have names. You know, they're evenly matched. It's the brutality that sells. And it's kind of like the NFL, right? The logo is bigger than the actual fighters. There's very few guys that have broken through. Like Conor McGregor is like an exception. Brock Lesnar.
Hold on. Conor's ready. Hold on, Conor. What's up, man? What's up? What's up? I mean, hey, man, that guy got a penchant for cocaine. He got a cocaine problem.
I didn't know that. I thought that maybe one day we'd see him on the Irish ski team. See, how about that?
Yeah, well, you know what? Hey, he made a bit of a mark when he made his move, though. There's no doubt about that. And of course, when he fought Khabib almost, you know, killed him.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. Last week, I was watching that. There's like this 24/7 UFC channel, and that fight came on. That was a brutal fight. You know, that was such a crazy night. And then, of course, the actions afterwards almost dwarfed Khabib, you know, destroying Conor. You know, he jumped over the cage and went after, you know, Conor's crew. But wow, that was quite a night.
Khabib's a one of he's a scary dude, man. I don't know how I'd fight him. I don't think I would go at Khabib with brass knuckles. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. You would have to have a gun.
You stole the words out of my mouth. That's the only way. I would definitely try to talk things out. All those Russian Asians are the killers. That other dude, Makachev, they just, like, this is what they were born to do, to hurt people.
You go to Moscow and they all look like, did I really say that? Yes. I mean, they all look alike. They're all like blockhead type of dudes when you go to Russia, man. They're all like these blockhead type of dudes. And here's what I found out. I couldn't get one chick to smile or chicks didn't smile in Russia. And then some Russian girl that I met over here like about a couple of years ago, she told me, I said, you know what? When I was in Moscow, girls didn't smile. She goes, no, girls don't smile for anything. So what do you mean they don't smile for anything? She goes, they're not big smilers, Russians. Straight up, you're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. No, we're not talking smiles. We're talking combat sports. Sometimes I'm lazy. Or maybe
just... President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
According to Frank, 1961, the house historian, Rocky Graziano was born in January 1st, 1919, in Brooklyn, New York. Sock, you there?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you a Rocky Graziano story. It's in August 1989. Carl the Truth Williams was about to be made a believer from Mike Tyson. It's the night before Mike Tyson annihilates Carl the Truth Williams. And we have this party for Ray Robinson and Millie Robinson there, his widow. And we're having a good time, and all these celebrities are there. And I see Rocky Graziano, so I run up to him. I run up to him with my microphone and my microphone and my tape recorder, and I go, Rock, can I get in here? He goes, hold on, kid. I got to go take a squirt. I'll be right back. Let me go take a squirt. And I said, okay. I never saw him again.
Wow.
But the bottom line is he had to go take a squirt. I thought that was, I'll never forget that, man. I thought that was hysterical. Typical Rocky Graziano type of jargon. I mean, that's just what I would expect from him.
Listen, before I say anything else, I have to say how jealous I am. You just name dropped Sugar Ray Robinson and Rocky Graziano in the same sentence. That's, how many people could say that?
Not too many. Here's something that Ray Robinson told me that I didn't figure out until years later. Roberto Duran had just got knocked out in two rounds by Thomas the Hitman Hearns. I was like in a state of shock. And I went back to my hotel room at the Aladdin Hotel, and Ray Robinson was staying in the room across from me, the same room across the hall. And then he sat me down. I said, wow, that was like crazy, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah. He goes, but you know, Duran's a greater fighter. And I went, huh? He goes, yeah. He goes, Duran will go down as a greater fighter. He goes, the fact that he moved up in weight, I said, you don't really realize the importance or the significance of that, him moving up in weight and being able to capture titles. Like, he beat Ray at 147 when Ray was, you know, very good at, I mean, this is Robinson complimenting Duran.
Listen, I always value what comes out of somebody's mouth, depending on who it is. And if Sugar Ray Robinson's telling you that, take it to the bank.
And then he told me that Ray Leonard was a quicker, a faster, harder hitting version of himself. What does that say? It's saying that Ray's better and fighter than him.
Ray, I mean, that gives you a glimpse of the type of person Ray Robinson was. Because a lot of those athletes, a lot of old athletes are haters. You know, but Sugar Ray Robinson, you know, was a
Carmen Basilio. Oh, Ray Robinson's wife. Oh, he was the worst hater in the history. He hated on me for singing him happy birthday on the radio.
Oh, Really?
Oh, yeah. He goes, hey, kid. He's growling. What'd you do with the money? What are you talking about money? Goes, the money your mother gave her singing lessons. I said, go, man. I said, man, you got it exactly. And then he called, and when I sat down with him, he called Peretta an F-A-G. Can I say the word? No, he called Peretta an F-A-G. He called, yeah, right in front of me, and Brett's dead. It's, you know, come on, man. And then he said Robinson was a punk because he didn't fight him a second time and that kind of good stuff, blah, 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 blah. You know, and that Robinson wasn't the greatest fighter of all time. Now, me and Carmen can agree on one thing, that I don't think that Ray Robinson was the all-time king of boxing. I think that he started an evolution. And that he was better than the guys that he was that he faced at that time. But the bottom line is, most of the guys he fought were ham and eggers.
I think it's a generational thing. It's like if you ask somebody if you can find someone in their 80s, you ask them who the greatest heavyweight is, they may say Joe Louis. You know, someone younger, they're going to say Ali. So I think it's just a generational era thing. I mean, who does Larry Merchant think is the greatest he ever saw?
I don't know, but I'm going to see Larry Merchant next Friday in Los Angeles. I'm not going to Tacoma, Washington because of the snow. I mean, I'm not in – I don't ever want to put chains on my car ever again. I did it one time, and the chains – and they made me put the chains on. And you pay some dudes at the side of the road, and they put the chains on for you, right? And then you drive 20 miles, and the chain wrapped around my rear end in the middle of nowhere. And, like, it was snowing. There was, like, a foot of – I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. So I got a crowbar, and I broke the chain. And it was wrapped around the rear end, and we drove off with like three chains instead of four chains. But yeah, I'm not into chains, so I'm not doing the Tacoma thing. Instead, I'm going to see The Godfather, and I think Steve Kim might be there as well. We're gonna have some type of luncheon or dinner next Friday in L.A.
That sounds like a great lunch. And once again, I'm jealous, man. How many boxing royalty have you broken bread with over the years?
Yeah, and you know what? Most people. I found it to be very pleasant. I mean, there's some guys that I've went after. I went after Panama Lewis physically.
Okay? Well, as you should.
Not everybody was of that of the same opinion. You know, people were kissing his ass there. And when I saw that go down in Philadelphia, I wasn't going to have no part of that. And he said something to me. I said something to him, and I gave him the push of all pushes. I don't think I've ever pushed anybody that hard in my whole life. But I was in the L stance when I pushed him, so I was, you know, I mean, it wasn't, my feet weren't side by side like his were.
Okay. Listen.
No, you got to size people up before you do things to them.
How so?
In other words, like, I looked at him. He was standing square. I said, "I'm gonna shove him. He's gonna roll all over the place."
Yeah, street smart cat. Brother.
No, you that's 10 years with the SF, almost 10 years with the SFPD. Back to Alvarez and Crawford. Why am I like, I got the crystal ball out, the Ouija ball, and I'm trying my best to come up with scenarios that Crawford wins here, and he wins impressively. I mean, I keep doing this because of the fact that I think that Ray was able to move up in weight and beat Marvin Hagler, and I think that we're looking at the same thing here, except Marvin never got fat. Canelo's gotten fat in between fights, and that last fight he looked a little soft in the middle before the fight went down. His face wasn't cut up the whole nine yards. I don't know. Anyway, I really want Terrence Crawford to win. I mean, I can't say that enough. Omaha, Nebraska, I'm with you.
Listen, I think that you can make an argument that Terrence Crawford, like I said earlier, is a live dog. If this is a straight up, no catch weight, no rehydration, you know, obviously it's going to play an advantage to Canelo. I think, the thing is with Canelo, everyone that he's fought, as much as a punk as he's been the last few years, not fighting Benavidez, everyone's been huge compared to him, at least stature wise. His last fight against Berlanga's 6 feet tall. So he's got to put on that extra weight. I think against Terrence Crawford, you're going to see him at a more natural weight for him. And he's not going to have the fear of Terrence Crawford hurting him, which could be a detriment. I don't think – I just can't see Terrence Crawford beating Canelo Alvarez. I think you got to knock him out to beat Canelo. And I don't think Terrence Crawford is going to be able to do that at 68. I think – to beat him, it's going to have to be like that Mayweather playbook. But that was at 54, and that was about 15 years ago when Canelo was as green as Kermit the Frog. So I can't see that happening.
I would have put, you know, to show you that Crawford did sell out for the money, I would have stipulated some weight clause. Just would have 162 pounds, something like, I mean, I'd have made him come. I made him sweat something off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because he, like you said, he's it seems like a cash out. Sometimes our ego gets the best of us. It's like, ah, you know, give him everything. Nah, man, it's strategy. I mean, you got to. He's bringing his star to the table as well. Because at this point, Canelo needs him.
What does Frank My House of Story mean by this? Earl Spence, born 1/13/1990, died 10/10/19. What does he mean by that? Oh, that was when the car accident took place.
That's harsh.
Wow. Oh, Earl Spence, man, a walking reasonable facsimile of what he once was, man. I mean, he's done. Stick a fork in him.
Yeah, I co-sign that. I think Errol Spence is cooked. I think he's been cooked for a while. I think that he's been matched very carefully.
He smokes more weed than me.
He smokes, he drinks, he's got a huge farm. Why are you fighting, bro? He's got a beautiful wife. He's got three kids, I believe. I mean, look, I understand you have a certain lifestyle that you get used to, but why get back in the ring? Because it's only going to end bad. You know, it's only going to end bad. You know, Pandora's going to light him up to quote a great man, like a White House Christmas tree.
Okay, here's what's up. Did they set Kashizu's kid up when they pulled in Fedora at the last minute? Was that Keith Thurman thing? You think that was all set up?
You know what? In this world, I wouldn't put anything past anybody. But you talk about the worst corner decision of the last decade. Find me one that's worse.
Amanda Serrano. Straight up, take care of boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You heavier coming in. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look through the world of boxing and MMA. Frank says he wants to see Crawford get tested as far as him moving up in weight. I was thinking maybe tested for steroids, but he's talking about tests like fighting in Irisandi Lara on the way up. But the bottom line is, I don't think Canelo Alvarez is all that much. I really don't. I mean, he's slow. He's heavy. He's unmotivated. I mean, he's probably going to look somewhat stellar versus a welterweight moving up. But I'm telling you, I think this welterweight is a live underdog. I really do. 62-2-2. That is Canelo Alvarez's record. Of course, one fight he lost to Dmitry Bivol. The other fight he lost when he was greener than guacamole to Floyd Mayweather back in the day, of course. And, you know, how can I put that? Doesn't want to fight. Biggest duck in the history of boxing, according to Paulie Malignaggi. Of course, him not fighting David Benavidez. Now, I do want to mention this. Michael Carball, remember him? Little Hands of Stone, 1988, I think, Olympic silver medalist, Olympic bronze medalist out of Phoenix, Arizona. I met him when they had the Olympic trials over here in Oakland, California, and then the finals, I think, were in the Concord Pavilion, where I went undefeated. Anyway, but the bottom line is the finals were at the Concord Pavilion. But I met Michael Carball that week, and, of course, I also met his brother Danny Carball. And Michael Carball was a young kid from Phoenix, Arizona. I could tell he was from the hood, a little Mexican kid from the hood, this and that. But he was only 106 pounds. He was a little tiny, tiny, tiny guy. You know, so anyway, he ends up winning the silver medal, the bronze medal. I think it was a silver. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, his stock rose, no doubt about that. And, of course, then Bob Arum got a hold of him, the top-ranked promoter, and started promoting his fights. And, of course, before you knew it, he was selling out arenas like the America West Arena. That's what it was called. It was for an airline back then, back in Phoenix, Arizona. I went down there when he fought a couple different guys. But the bottom line is, Carball fought in Arizona. You were selling 25,000, 30,000. You could sell 35,000, 40,000 tickets if you had that big of an arena. I kid you not. Anyway, bottom line is, he had some great fights, of course, with Humberto Gonzalez, the first one, I think, back in like 93 off the top of my head. It was at the Las Vegas Hilton. They knocked each other down, and of course, Carball ended up winning a stoppage on that one. Of course, Humberto won a majority decision in a rematch. It was at the LA Forum. That was a bit of a dull fight. And that's when I spent some more time around Michael Carball, you know, probably the more extended time than I did when he was in the Olympic trials. So when I spent some time around him at this point in time, he was a different guy. He just was. He was really, you know, very, like, I don't want to say aggressive, but he just talked a lot of smack. I mean, a lot of ghetto smack. And he built that mansion. He built a mansion. And he made a lot of money. Made $1 million a couple of times when he fought Humberto Gonzalez. Imagine that, guys weighing 108 pounds, making $1 million. But Bob Arum was pretty astute at promoting those guys back then. But, you know, at one point in time, he was in Phoenix and he was kicking ass and doing all kinds of good things. And then he started to fall apart. As I said, you know, that majority loss to Humberto Gonzalez sort of started it. And then some things happened to him. And before you knew it, when I encountered him in public, it was like he was looking at me and he wasn't looking at me with both eyes. I don't know how to explain that to people, but when people look at me and they don't look at me with both eyes, it's sort of a sign to me of a neurological issue. I mean, that's what I've been told by neurologists, not by Dr. Fernandez, by neurologists. So anyway, I'm looking at him and his one eye's going one way and one eye's going the other. Okay, like wrong way Carball. You know, so then he started, as I said, he was getting really weird and saying stuff that was off the wall, and he built that mansion in the Phoenix ghetto. Now they named a street after him. I think it's a street that his house goes by, that his house is on. But the bottom line is, why would you build a mansion in the ghetto? Because you know what happened? They shot up his house. Like, not once, but twice. At least. His house got shot up. People came by with guns and shot. I mean, come on, man. If you're going to, like, do like Earl Spence. Move out of the ghetto. You know, and Earl Spence, that was a cold shot. Him dying in the car accident in 2019. But the bottom line is, he did die. I mean, come on, man. You saw what he looked like. Had he suffered those injuries in boxing, he would have never been allowed to box again. But somehow, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, sort of smoothed things out. I mean, come on, man. That guy should have never, ever, ever, ever boxed again. But Jerry Jones took care of that. Now, as far as the big picture is concerned, right, as the sport is boxing, you know, we look at the fight of the year, and I don't think there really was a fight of the year unless it was Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. And the reason why I'm not down with that is the fact, you know, Katie Taylor butted a few times. I thought there was a few fouls involved. And, of course, the referee was my good friend at one point in time, John Shorley. I mean, me and John were tight, but not after that performance, John. You moved to Texas, man. You must have left your referee skills in California because, you know, not only did you allow Katie Taylor to butt, you went over there in the corner and told her, you're better than that? In other words, you're committing. I never heard a referee tell me, you're better than that. Come on, I don't want the referee telling my opponent you're better than that. I want the referee telling my opponent, hey, stop butting. Stop butting, okay? And Katie Taylor butted throughout that fight. Of course, when you looked at the cut that Amanda Serrano had, two things. A, the fight should have been stopped. And B, the entire world failed Amanda Serrano that night. It just did. I mean, come on. Her corner failed her. They didn't stop the fight. Doctor failed, didn't stop the fight. Shorley failed her, the referee, because he was allowing her to get butted. And it wasn't once, it wasn't twice. They were repeatedly. In fact, you don't want to go back over that 10-round fight and start counting all the headbutts, John Shorley, because if you did, you would really, really, truly be embarrassed. And, of course, you know, referees have no shame. Referees, boxing judges, they don't. I mean, so they turn into appalling performances. They get gigs 2 or 3 weeks later. I mean, come on, man. How could it be? How about? Usually, I mean, in baseball or football, if a guy comes up with a gaffe, they pull him from the circuit. Not in boxing. They get another gig. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And January 8th, 1995, my favorite guy, not Carlos Monzon, died in Santa Rosa, Argentina. I want to give props. Can I give that a round of applause? Because I'm not a Carlos Monzon fan. Let me tell you what Carlos did to some lady. He grabbed her. He was on a balcony of a mansion down there in Argentina, and he was drunk and rumored to be doing some coke and that kind of good stuff. You know, Colombian dust. Anyway, so he takes this girl by the hair and he throws her off the balcony and two stories to her death, by the hair. By the hair. Grabbed her and threw her over the balcony by the hair. Okay, he should have went to jail for the rest of his life. Instead, he got some Pablo Escobar type of jail. You know, where he got to go home on the weekends and that kind of stuff. Come on, man! You killed somebody! So anyway, they sent him with this mansion type of thing in jail. Then they let him go home on the weekends. And one of the weekends he went home, it was January 1995, he was given a weekend furlough, and guess what? He died. Yeah, that's what I celebrated. That's a good day. He didn't die soon enough. He was, of all the people that I think I've ever encountered in boxing, and I saw Monzon one time, I think he was the creepiest guy ever. I just do. I mean, when you think of some of the, you know, I mean, people say to me, you know, other guys committed sex crimes and things like that, and murders and that kind of stuff. Yeah, but Monzon just gave me a creepy feeling. I just didn't being around him. It was a very, very creepy feeling. Anyway, I don't, you know, going back here to Crawford and Canelo, I don't think, I got a text here on this one. They don't think it's going to come off. It's going to come off because Canelo Alvarez thinks this is a soft touch, and it is, and to an extent because of the size. And, you know, I mean, Crawford's a big underdog. He's going to have everything going against him, the size, the crowd, everything, you name it, the promotion. He's not going to be the guy. But the bottom line is he sold out because if he didn't sell out and he really was intent on winning this fight, he would have told Canelo to come in like a 162 or 163. They'd have brought him down a little bit. Okay, that would have brought him down a little bit. That's, you know, remember Triple G and Andre Ward, the reason why they didn't fight? They couldn't agree on a weight. Speaking of Andre Ward, did he accept the $130 million from the Saudis? No. There was some article was up on the website, a couple of websites about a week and a half ago, and I've seen no confirmation. And believe me, if Andre Ward signed a $130 million contract, this place would be buzzing. Andre Ward is all over this place. Daniel knows him. Everybody knows Andre Ward as far as the network's concerned. In fact, right outside the studio says Andre Ward, WBA champ, when he won the title the first time. Of course, the Olympic gold medalist from 2004. Didn't have a chance, Gary Radner said. Of course, Channel 4, the sports guy. Come on, Pedro, you're shilling for him. I said, no. I said, he's never lost a fight in his life. He goes, he lost that one fight as an amateur, and they robbed him over there at King's Gym. I didn't get to see that, but Marsha King told me she emphatically repeated it. He got robbed. And I couldn't see why it was such a big thing, but it was now that you look at the big picture, because he went undefeated as a professional. Talk about Andre Ward, the son of God, 2004 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, 168-pound champion, undisputed, 175-pound. I think he held a fragment of the 175-pound title when he beat Sergey Kovalev, of course. But people questioned his first fight with Kovalev. Don't question the first fight. Don't question it. Because he came back and he kicked, he annihilated Kovalev in the rematch. He beat him up. I mean, Andre fought dirty in that fight. Andre Ward can fight dirty. Andre Ward can go ghetto on you. He may be the son of God and all that good stuff. I remember when Michael Kessler got under his skin. I think it was a ring announcer for that. over in Oakland, California, a WBA 160-pound title fight. And Michael Kessler came over from Denmark or something like that. And he talked some, he said something really, really off the wall to Andre Ward. And Andre sort of lost it. I mean, he just for a split second, he lost it. In fact, he don't lose it. I mean, he's Mr. Calm. He's Mr. Control. He is a control freak of all things, without a doubt. He wants to control everything. Of course, the $130 million contract he allegedly signed with the Saudis is not happening. It's a joke. No way, no how. Straight up, let's go back to Pernell Whitaker. Turned 61 this week. Had he been born, of course, was born January 2nd, 1964. Olympic gold medalist, 1984. First time I saw him was the Olympic training camp in Colorado Springs, and he was dazzling, dudes. I mean, he was dazzling, dudes. When I was sneaking under the fence to go to Taco Bell to eat, okay, I mean, he was like, I mean, Pernell was like a most beautiful fighter I think I've ever seen. He just was in and out, didn't get hit. I mean, he was as clean. And at one point in time, I think he was the best fighter pound for pound in boxing. In fact, the fight with De La Hoya, I think that he got jobbed in that fight. He knocked Oscar down. I thought he won that fight by a couple of points. Of course, they gave it to Oscar De La Hoya. The boxing establishment, per se, didn't want to give Pernell the opportunity because I think that, or the title back because of the fact that, you know, Pernell had cocaine problems and this and that, you know. And then he was a bad alcoholic. That was his real downfall. In fact, when he stepped in front of that car and died a couple of years ago, it was because he was drunk. He was intoxicated. He just was. And what's funny is that the biggest secret, or the biggest non-secret in boxing back in the day, the 80s and the early 90s, was Pernell Whitaker's drinking. Sparring partners would tell me. I mean, that's how I found out he had a drinking problem. And then, of course, I hung out with him a couple times in Atlantic City. But no, I mean, sparring partners would tell me, yeah, I spar with Pernell. He smells like liquor. Say, what? He smells like liquor. And the only fighter I ever smelled liquor on before was Diabelli Hurtado, the Cuban guy. I think he fought for the WBC 140-pound title in Palm Springs, California, something like that. But we were trying to train these Cuban guys down there in Florida. It was with Harold Smith and a couple other guys. And I would get up in the morning and run with these guys, and I got in the van. I'm driving the van, right? And I smelled liquor. I said, what the hell's going on here? And one guy was drunk. Yeah, Hurtado, he was drinking. I remember when I went to his trainer, Renee something, I said to him, man, listen, man, this guy can't be drinking. He can't be part of the team if he's drinking. It's not a good thing. I don't want to smell it, and I don't want the other guys thinking you can drink and get away with it. Bottom line is that's not the way that we do things around here. So they told me, oh, he has to have a little drink. Anyway, that meant he was an alcoholic. Diabelli's title, never won a world title, no doubt about that. As far as Monzon was concerned, no. I can't give Monzon any props, none whatsoever. As far as Pinnell's concerned, going back to Pinnell, he got jobbed in that big fight against Chavez. There's no doubt about that. He beat Chavez. Of course, I bet Jack Tatum that night. Jack Tatum was number 32 of the Oakland Raiders. He's in the National Football League Hall of Fame. They call him Assassin. He hit Daryl Stingley, who was a wide receiver, I think, for the New England Patriots. And he hit him so hard he paralyzed him. So they call him Assassin. Anyway, he and I used to bet the fights. Al Davis was in the room one night. Of course, the former owner of the Oakland Raiders, the guy that started the Oakland Raiders. But the bottom line is we were watching a fight. It was the Chavez-Whitaker fight over at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. I think it was like in the 90s. And I thought that, you know, Whitaker won. I mean, I did. I thought Whitaker won. So I bet on Chavez against Whitaker with Jack Tatum. So I think I bet $25. So after the 10th round, I thought it was so one-sided after the 10th round that I went over and gave Jack the money, right? But after they called it a draw, I went over and they got my money back. And Jack said to me, you got to be kidding me. You want your money back? You know that was a robbery. Straight up it was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Devin Haney. Boy, it's over with. Listen, my therapist says I can kick him in the teeth now. I've done 30 days of not kicking Devin Haney around. Devin Haney's coming, of course. Devin Haney, the undefeated guy with an asterisk next to his record, of course, got his ass kicked by Ryan Garcia, claimed that Ryan Garcia was on some super type of juice. Or bottom line is, of course, a New York Athletic Commission sort of sided with against Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia was suspended for a year. Bottom line is, Devin Haney still lost that fight, but he's coming back on pay-per-view. Well, great, great, great. He's coming back on BLK pay-per-view. That's going to be on March 25th. I want to wish him the very best with that. Yeah, right. Bottom line is he's not a pay-per-view star. Never has been, never will be. The only time he ever drew was in San Francisco in his hometown, but that wasn't him. It was the event. How do I know? I live here in San Francisco. So Devin Haney, I hope that he runs into another. Listen, if you run into Devin Haney, do so with an armored car. Please, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We're not going to have a show. The Sunday edition will be taped. Of course, a pre-show, probably a best of. But the bottom line is my producer, Bailey Peck, the impeccable one, has got COVID. And, of course, Daniel doesn't want to catch COVID, and I don't want to catch COVID, so we don't want Bailey around here. Not until he's clean. Bottom line is we're going to make him test twice before he can come back. No, I'm just kidding. I wish him the very best as far as his recovery is concerned. I want to thank all my friends on Twitch.tv, and of course, some people texting me as well. It's been a great show. Want to mention the fact guys are making a comeback. Felix Sturm, former world middleweight champion, 46 years old, talking about coming back. Oliver McCall, fighting in Florida. He's 52 years old. God, that guy should never be allowed to box ever again. Of course, he was a head case 30 years ago, back in 1994, when he quit against Lennox Lewis. Remember that? And of course, Ike Ibeabuchi. I televised one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time when he and David Tua went 12 rounds up in Sacramento, California. He is trying to come back at the age of 53. Why don't the guys just go away? Man, they've had their time. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This has been a bit of a production on Nightmare, but my producer's in there, and he's holding my hand all throughout this, so I want to thank him for everything that he does. Talk about the great Daniel Ogden. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas alive. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live comes to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on Twitch.tv. That's right. Watch us for free on Twitch.tv. Just tune in to Twitch.tv. You can tune in for free just by registering. Bottom line is, we kick ass 24/7 right around here. Of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check us out, sportsbyline.com. Until next week, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Happy New Year.
Style. But I know I'm good. just all right. City light, city light,
city light,
me never shine.